was the day after Christmas, and the weather...
Oh, man, it's been crazy. A lot of slide-offs, accidents.
Unknown cause of the deadly plane crash in Russia.
There was no sign of emergency.
And we remember George Michael.
He won Grammys, sold millions of records.
Good morning, I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Snow, a lot of it.
It's the most snow I've ever seen in my life. It's awesome. It feels so nice.
Not so nice for travelers. That's a snowplow in Sioux City, Iowa. KXJB reporter Christy Larson in Fargo, North Dakota.
Hundreds of miles of lanes and roads are closed due to whiteout conditions and blizzards. Very dangerous to impossible. Those are the words the National Weather Service has warned people about driving conditions in that area.
Snow and ice from Utah to Wisconsin. Fierce winds, too. This guy's coping with a power outage in Denver.
We got candles, we got flashlights, some blankets. Wear a few extra layers inside.
Avalanche warnings in the high country right now. That's the exquisite sound of the internationally renowned Red Army Choir, 60 members of which went down in the icy waters of the Black Sea, along with 32 others on the Russian plane. A massive search, no survivors. Some plane fragments have just been found through an interpreter, Igor Konoshenkov, Russian Defense Ministry.
The presumed impact location of the Tu-154 plane has been pinpointed. Vessels equipped with side-scanning sonars have started studying the sea bottom in the area.
Not terror. Via Skype from Moscow, here's reporter Jim Kovpak.
The Ministry of Defense is saying there's no evidence that this is a terrorist attack. The plane took off from Moscow and it refueled in Sochi. They do have the last conversation between the pilot and the control tower, but there was no sign of emergency or anything of that sort.
The choir was heading for Syria to entertain Russian troops for the new year. Israeli anger with the latest on political turmoil there. We're live with CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Gathering his cabinet yesterday, Benjamin Netanyahu had harsh words for the Obama administration, which last Friday allowed the passage of a UN resolution condemning Jewish settlements on land claimed by the Palestinians.
Friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
The prime minister called in America's ambassador for a talking to and made a point of saying he's looking forward to working with President-elect Trump. The current administration says Mr. Obama's decision not to veto the measure came after years of warning Israel in public and in private. Israeli officials are reportedly planning to authorize hundreds more new homes in East Jerusalem this week. Jim?
Shaping up to be one of Donald Trump's most controversial nominees, David Friedman, to be ambassador to Israel, opposed to Palestinian statehood, a supporter of Israeli settlements. Another star that once burned bright is extinguished this year.
'Cause I gotta have faith.
George Michael possessed a remarkable voice. He first gained fame as the lead singer for the pop duo Wham. Wham became a worldwide success. After 5 years, Michael became a solo act, and the success continued. There were number one hit singles, there were Grammys, Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine.
When you hear his voice, this guy was a great singer and a very soulful singer.
Michael also had struggles with drugs and his sexuality. In 1998, he announced he was gay. He died yesterday, his last Christmas. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Carrie Fisher remains hospitalized in Los Angeles after suffering a medical emergency on board a flight from London. Her mother, Debbie Reynolds, tweeting that she's in stable condition. The Donald J. Trump Foundation is shutting down, the president-elect responding to weeks of controversy over possible conflict of interest. Here's CBS's Juliana Goldman.
According to its tax filings from 2009 to 2014, Mr. Trump did not give his foundation any money. And for 2015, the foundation admitted to a practice known as self-dealing, the use of charity funds for one's own benefit, which is a violation of IRS rules. The admission came after a series of reports questioning whether foundation money was used to settle business lawsuits. The New York Attorney General opened an investigation and ordered the foundation to stop raising money. Mr. Trump's charity cannot legally dissolve until the investigation is complete.
Donald Trump may be able to reshape American justice like no other president. Due to the Senate blocking President Obama's nominations, he will inherit an estimated 103 judicial vacancies. That's nearly double the openings that Mr. Obama found 8 years ago when he walked into the White House. It is a rarity, the execution of an American soldier, and it is back on.
A federal judge in Fayetteville, North Carolina, has thrown out a 2008 court order that blocked the execution of former Army Specialist Ronald Gray. Gray, who was a cook in the Army, was convicted in 1988 of two murders and three rapes while stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and was sentenced to death. He pleaded guilty in civilian courts to two additional murders and five separate rapes. The last U.S. military execution was in 1961. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Deadly Christmas shooting at a nightclub in Mount Vernon, New York. The owner among those killed. Here's WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz.
Mount Vernon police say the owner of the club, O'Neill Bandu, asked some customers to leave after they got out of control. As they were being thrown out, one of the customers fired several shots into the crowd. This woman, who personally knew Bandu, says it's ridiculous.
A lot of people just need to grow up and be mature.
The alleged shooter was arrested shortly after. Police describe him as a career criminal who's out on bail from an attempted murder charge in the Bronx.
A violent Christmas in western Mexico. In Michoacan, six decapitated heads discovered in a region that's a battleground between competing drug gangs. In Guerrero, gunmen entering a house, shooting to death seven people, three of those killed police officers. 20 years ago today, 6-year-old pageant queen JonBenet Ramsey found beaten and strangled in the basement of her family's home in Boulder, Colorado. Here's CBS's Lee Frank.
Pictures of beauty princess JonBenet Ramsey have been splashed on magazine covers and TV screens for 20 years with few new clues. The latest break is retesting DNA evidence, which might have mistakenly been cited to clear family members. Brother Burke Ramsey recently spoke with Dr. Phil.
Did you murder your sister JonBenet?
No.
The Ramsey family clings to the idea JonBenet was murdered by an intruder. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
The crime remains unsolved. Christmas and Festivus in the rearview mirror now. Kwanzaa kicks off today. Hanukkah celebrated on the National Mall. Third candle on the menorah gets lit tonight. They were lovely ladies.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
This was the year we lost Florence Henderson, the actress known as America's Mom, and Patty Duke, who portrayed a pair of genetically unexplainable cousins on TV.
Identical cousins all the way.
Farewell also to Doris Roberts, who smother-mothered on Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's about a dysfunctional family, and it can translate into any language.
When it came to paparazzi favorites...
Hello, darlings. I'm Zsa Zsa.
No need for last names. There was only one, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Steve Kath in CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 26, 2016. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.